This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is not now, not at this moment at least, a Republican-Democrat fight. It is not a liberal-conservative fight. This is basically a fight between people who you could call ameliorists, who just want to make things better, not perfect, just better. And that's the case, really, for red flag laws. Would they take away anyone's Second Amendment rights? Is that a constitutional issue? Is there a constitutional conservative case for red flag laws? Somebody who advanced that sort of case, it was just advanced in the National Review. They have gone with this. The Spectator has a case for a federal red flag laws. Best case of all made by David French, who is senior editor of the Dispatch. He's a great friend of this show. He's also a writer for The Atlantic and co-host of Advisory Opinions and the Good Faith podcast. He is an Iraq vet and a veteran conservative religious liberty public interest attorney. David, congratulations on a number of your pieces, which I want to try to get to all of them here in this show. First of all, do you have any concerns about the way that red flag laws could be written to be too restrictive of law-abiding citizens?
Oh, certainly. There are ways in which a red flag law could be constructed to provide, I think the primary concern would be to provide insufficient amounts of due process before guns are seized or either after guns are seized. In other words, many red flag laws properly provide for what's called an ex parte order, which is where you can go in and get an order before there's an opportunity for a hearing, something that's very appropriate in emergency circumstances. It's used, for example, in domestic violence situations to get restraining orders in domestic violence cases, but you should be able to challenge that very quickly after a seizure order. So there's concerns that you know, any good idea can become a bad idea in the execution is a pretty good rule of thumb for any legislation. But as a general matter, when you're talking about red flag laws, these laws that allow a judge to issue an order requiring seizure of guns when somebody has demonstrated that they're a threat to themselves or others, as a general matter, what you're talking about is exactly the kind of gun restriction that the overwhelming majority of Americans understand is necessary. And that's a restriction related to the behavior of individuals. In other words, the idea that their irresponsible behavior or their dangerous behavior can disqualify them from gun ownership, at least for a time.
Does it make sense if we do have some kind of federal red flag law? And by the way, it increasingly looks like we will, because there are all kinds of people, John Cornyn of Texas and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, there are all kinds of mainstream Republicans who are at least talking about this now. If they're
right,
talking about it, would it make sense to put in place or to operate those red flag laws with a special focus on people who are underage? In other words, someone who is 18, like the killers were in Buffalo and in Uvalde.
I don't think there's a need for, I don't think there's a necessity of a particular age focus, because there was a 50-year and National Institute for Justice funded study of 50 years of mass shootings in the U.S. And how sad is it that we now have 50 years of mass shootings to study? And it found that a majority of mass shootings, the shooters, regardless of their age and regardless of whether or not it was a school shooting, they leaked their intentions. In other words, they they made their intention to engage in violence clear. And so you're talking about a majority of all mass shootings. When you drill down to school shootings, Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona, he had part of his team looked at school shootings, the deadliest school shootings in the U.S. And as of 2018, they found that every single one of the deadliest school shootings was preceded by the kinds of warning behavior that would apply to red flag laws. So the way in which red flag laws deal with the actual problem, what the evidence shows is the actual problem, it's pretty compelling. Now, of course, you'd have to have them sufficiently funded and the public sufficiently aware of their existence to be able to work, because if people don't know the law exists, they can't use it. But there's a real potential here. And add to that bipartisan coalition you talked about, just as recently as last year, before the Uvalde shooting, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott co-sponsored federal red flag legislation that would have provided DOJ grants for states that enacted red flag laws.
Okay, you bring up Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, and this was, of course, after the Parkland shooting, I assume?
Marco Rubio suggested federal legislation after Parkland, and then again in 2021, 3 years after Parkland. So there's draft legislation that dates back to, not even a year. So this has been an issue, an idea that's been viable and alive in the conversation for some time now. That's been given, new momentum by the terrible attack in Uvalde.
Let me get to another column you wrote. David, you and I haven't spoken about this personally, but I love this column and I think it's tremendously important. It's about civility. It's under a headline that says a commitment to kindness does not mean surrendering your convictions. And just to read part of what you say here, you write that time and again I read about how bad things are now, how vile the left has become, and how a commitment to winsomeness or kindness is simply inadequate to the moment. Even worse, it's sometimes seen as evidence of weakness or fear, as an effort to curry favor with people who hate you. Why is kindness basically seen so often today as an ineffective strategy, as something that can't work?
I'll give you one word: animosity. And I think the evidence that kindness doesn't work is lacking. If you're going to talk, say, for example, to a trial lawyer who's trying to persuade a jury of the rightness of their cause, are you going to go to a trial lawyer and say, what you really should do is be mean to the jury? they would think you'd lost your mind. But what we have now is a political environment in which persuasion is seen as less important than mobilization. And so how are you going to mobilize people to join your side? And it's often by alarmist tactics. It's often by sort of being seen as being a warrior. And so in that circumstance, kindness is viewed as an impediment, because if you're cultivating animosity for your opponent, kindness undermines animosity. And so in our modern system right now, in our modern cultural reality right now, where the two sides hate each other so much, one of the surest ways to get applause from your own team is quite simply by cruelty or expressing cruelty or fury at the other side. Now, it's not a way to persuade people. It's not a way to get people who are on the fence to join with you. But it is a very good way to get applause on cable news hits or on Twitter.
More coming up with David French. What does this mean, both the issue of guns and public safety and crime and the issue of kindness and graciousness and civility in public discourse of the future? We'll get to that with David French coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, speaking with David French, he is the senior editor at The Dispatch, and he is also a contributing writer for Atlantic, a co-host of Advisory Opinions, and a veteran religious liberties lawyer who's worked for many years with the Alliance Defending Freedom, and is also an advocate for doing what you can to make things better in a country that is just seems to be increasingly torn apart and brought to extremes. So when people say that they want candidates who will fight, the candidates who aren't. And you always hear the same words, people who are wishy-washy, who are namby-pamby, who want to play by the Marcus at Queensbury rules. What do you say to people who say, David, politics is a dirty business, you're writing about kindness and civility, that's for losers and rhinos?
Well, you know, one of the things that I'll say is, look, I'm no stranger to legal conflict. I was a litigator for 21 years before I became a journalist, engaged in some of these culture war fights on college campuses from across the length and breadth of the United States. And, you know, while I'm never going to say that I was perfect in the way that I conducted myself, I always strove to try to conduct myself with civility and decency, but also firmness and conviction. Those two things are not inconsistent with each other. And I'd stack our legal team's record up against anybody's in the country. We had a phenomenal amount of success over the years. In fact, you know, you can look at a record of rolling back speech codes, bringing religious student groups back onto campuses, granting funding to religious student groups, winning jury trials for professors. I mean, the record is there. The record is there, and it's hardly the case that, you know, the only politicians to ever win have been the politicians who walked into the public square with a sort of brutalist attitude. That's just simply not the case. There's an awful lot of overreading that has gone into the Trump victory in 2016. They've taken his contest against a uniquely vulnerable Democrat, the most disliked politician in America, other than Trump himself, and overread into that is the path forward. It also happens to be quite satisfying in the way people engage with each other on Twitter, but Twitter is not the real world. That is not the place where people make the key decisions that will decide the future of our country. And so the record for civility and decency is pretty darn good, even now.
Okay, and maybe how do you continue that in light of these two utterly polarizing issues? And one of them is the issue of abortion and the apparent overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court of the United States. We're going to be going through a lot of fights on the statewide level, aren't we, about
yes.
just how much people are going to regulate abortion. We were talking during the break about something that you made me aware of, and I won't even mention the name, but there's a pastor who has a TV ministry who basically has just thrown the Democrats out of his church. He said the Democrats
right.
are baby butchering demons.
Right.
And if you're going to throw Democrats out of your church, is that a way to build either a church or a political movement?
Well, sadly for him, it's been a way to build a church. But I think what, you know, a lot of people who focus on American political partisanship and how extreme the two polar opposite partisan sides have become is they're missing what's called the exhausted majority. This is a cohort of Americans, two-thirds or so of Americans, identified by a group called More in Common that's been researching American polarization. And this exhausted majority are Americans right, left, and center who, quite frankly, are sick of all of the animosity. They are sick of the failure to compromise. And they are an overwhelming majority of Americans. And so one of the problems that we have in this country, though, is that the operative word in that phrase, exhausted majority, is exhausted and not majority. They're kind of hanging back. But there's a lot of room for leadership to really inspire that exhausted majority to assert itself. And that's, I think, where our capacity for compromise, our capacity to maybe actually get a few things done, it lies with that exhausted majority, not with this hyper-polarized wings.
And the point you make in your piece, which we'll post on our website, the piece is called "A Commitment to Kindness Does Not Mean Surrendering Your Convictions." is that being exhausted doesn't mean you have no convictions. It doesn't mean you're
right.
abandoning your knowledge of right and wrong.
Right. Right. You know, what's happened is a lot of people have been sort of shocked out of, you know, they faced, I call it like a cattle prod culture. They try to engage politically. Even if, you know, they're a private citizen, they don't have a public platform, they just engage on Facebook and are immediately hit with a hurricane of hatred and vitriol. And for right now, a lot of those people have decided to retreat from the online space, but that doesn't mean that they've retreated from engagement in American civic culture. So there's all kinds of places in which people are engaged in American civic culture, churches, you know, civic associations, and they're not doing it on Facebook. And it's interesting. Every now and then you'll see this in the results of interesting elections. Think of the San Francisco recall of the San Francisco school board, which, you know, if you're going by Twitter energy, you would think that the far, far left had all the momentum in San Francisco until they got just crushed at the polls. Or if you're going by Twitter energy, you would think that the far, far left had all the momentum in New York City before the most moderate of the Democrats, Eric Adams, won an election. If you're going by Twitter energy, you would have thought that Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, who directly confronted Trump, had no chance at all. And he trounced his opponent by 20 points or so. So there's a lot going on that's not happening online, but it's evidence that there are some Americans who are getting a little bit tired of the current hyperpartisanship.
Well, as the term exhausted majority indicates, I know you have to go. Quick guess. Do you think it will be Trump versus Biden again?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, but that's more of a hope than a prediction.
Well, let us hope that your hope comes clear and that we do not have what I've been referring to as the Groundhog Day election, where you feel like you just can't escape. I mean, really, wouldn't that actually make for an exhausted majority? David French, read his columns about red flag laws and a wonderful new column, To Do the Right Thing, You Might Have to Die, about the police and Uvalde and more. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Godspeed, David French.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation, the topic of the day at the White House. President Biden meeting with Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Biden again calling soaring inflation a top priority. He said he hopes to lead a transition from a historic economic recovery to a steady growth pattern that helps families. A jury has reached a verdict in our nation's capital.
A Washington, D.C. jury on Tuesday found Michael Sussman not guilty of lying to the FBI in September of 2016 involving the Trump-Russia fake news story. The jury included one federal government employee who told the judge they donated to the Democrats in 2016 and another government employee who told the judge they strongly disliked former President Trump. Both said they could be impartial throughout the trial.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the ongoing tide, it seems, that more and more prominent Republicans and conservatives, Joe Manchin is affiliated with this group now, with together with Pat Toomey, the outgoing senator from Pennsylvania, and again, they seem to be focused on two potential pushes on the issue of gun regulation. None of them have to do with confiscating firearms. They, basically they have to do with red flag laws. We have a challenge on red flag laws. Tim from Polsbo, Washington, says, respectfully, your and David French's position regarding red flags neglect some simple facts with respect to Uvalde. I have listened to the grandfather. I have listened to the mother. Which of these two do you think was going to raise a red flag if such a law existed in Texas? And the answer is probably the grandmother, who seems to have been the dominant figure in that family. She owned the home in which both the mother was living and in which she was living with her grandson, and she was the one he shot in the face. And the answer also would be, we don't know yet, but it is probable that there were teachers, not in the elementary school, but in the high school that he had been sporadically attending, who would have noticed things like the knife cuts he had put on his own face and a pattern of behavior like we saw. And to use red flag laws for social media posts that clearly indicate that someone is on the verge of some kind of psychiatric emergency, that seems to be appropriate. The other thing that we're talking about is, had there been as there is in many states, a restriction of getting long guns and the kind of semi-automatic weapons that he used in his attack on the school, that it would have been impossible for him to get those two guns in within 3 days of his 18th birthday, which is what happened. And one of the things, and we were talking over the weekend with one of our friends who's a Marine Corps veteran and a firearms instructor and the owner of, he collects weapons. But one of the things he said is, if you actually look at the guns that he bought, they're like $1,000 each. Now, where does a guy who apparently was working very part-time at Wendy and was going, again, to high school sporadically, and there were people at the Wendy's restaurant who worked alongside him, who also saw that he was troubled. And in a right-thinking country, to be aware, particularly of young men, because that is the danger area, who are showing things that make an impression on you, like the cuts that he placed on his face, and then when he was asked about it by his friend, he said it was fun. That's probably not the kind of person who should be purchasing firearms on his 18th birthday. This came in from John in California. He said, I agree that red flag laws could be an improvement in the situation we are in. I don't think the problem roadblock is a lack of kindness. No, we're talking about two different subjects there. He says, I think the gun rights side doesn't trust the left with any opening. When you look at the abuse of something like the Interstate Commerce Clause, it is hard to believe those who point to places like Australia, Canada, and Britain as an example when they say they aren't trying to take away everyone's guns. Canada has fairly extensive gun ownership. They do. They're one of the countries in the world with the highest levels of gun ownership. Now, that would not be the case if the laws that Prime Minister Trudeau has introduced actually are passed and put into place. The only idea where kindness, if you want, comes in, civility, would be when you say you don't trust the left with any opening, what is it you think that the left really wants to do? What's the motivation there? Are they planning basically to subjugate everyone in America, and that's why they have to disarm people? Is it a conspiratorial thing? But when you say you don't trust the left with any opening, not even to go through the kind of common sense reforms, not radical reforms or revolutions, but just tightening things up to so they make a little bit more sense. In what sense does that constitute an opening? 1-800-955-1776. David in Shoreline, Washington. You're on the MedVet Show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah,
I just wanted to make a short, quick comment about AR-15. But I guess first I just thought of another situation that just pretty near me here in Marysville, Washington, there was a deputy sheriff that had a gun on his console of his car when he ran into the convenience store at the gas station, and he had his two little kids in the car, and the gun was loaded, and his three-year-old took the gun and killed his five-year-old daughter.
Oh, I remember that. What a terrible story.
Yeah, and I think there is a certain segment in America that sort of accepts that risk. They somehow think that, I mean, that it's really rare that that happens, first of all, but there are people, because I grew up around a lot of guns, and there were people where I grew up that would keep a loaded gun behind the door in their house. And they just assumed You know, maybe somebody will get shot, but, you know, that's my gun and I need to accept this risk. But my real comment was that my, about AR-15s, that my nephew owns an AR-15. He's also an avid hunter. He hunts deer and elk, but he would never take his assault weapon out to hunt because he would say it ruins too much of the meat in the animal when you shoot it. And I was just thinking about, I heard a segment where one of the pediatric surgeons worked on some of the kids from Uvalde. He had worked on, you know, taking care of these kids for 10 years, and he said he hardly recognized them when they came to the hospital.
Oh, this is, a, I think we just there's an awful, there's an awful story about one of the fathers from Sandy Hook who had thought about releasing the post-mortem, the photos of his little six-year-old, just so people could see what exactly that kind of gun did to a small child. And he decided not to do it, even though he thought it would persuade a lot of people. And then now people are talking about this, is that if the American people actually saw the photos of these 10-year-old girls and 10-year-old little boys and what was left of them, because, again, you're talking with an AR-15, chances are you're not just hit once by a single shot. Am I right? David, I appreciate your call, and thank you for it. We will be right back with the latest on the bipartisan coalition. We'll get to that.
No.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Seems like a sensible thing to do.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
No.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And I hope that everybody had a meaningful, patriotic, and grateful Memorial Day. The often there's confusion between Veterans Day, which grew out of Armistice Day. Memorial Day grew out of what used to be called Decoration Day, which was originally to honor the people who had given their lives to save the Union and to free 4 million slaves, which was over 300,000 people who made the ultimate sacrifice. There was no sacrifice made to glorify some aspects of our national service. The difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day, Memorial Day is for those who have fallen. Veterans Day is generally supposed to be for those who have survived. And, okay, Memorial Day saw a wonderful advertisement for the U.S. military, particularly the Navy, particularly naval aviators. Top Gun Maverick, $156 million domestic, over $300 million worldwide. And by the way, that's one of the things that makes me happy. In other words, if all of a sudden this movie is doing more than $150 million in box office around the world, outside the United States, it's a terrific advertisement for the U.S. and for our military. The comments on the phenomenal success at this, by the way, the biggest Memorial Day weekend box office opening ever, beating Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. But speaking of it, Pirates of the Caribbean, when does that trial end? We're still waiting for the the verdict on, aren't we, on Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, Jack Sparrow. Okay, this is a comment by the CEO for IMAX, and I happen to be able to see a Top Gun on IMAX, and look, the aerial combat scenes were just spectacular. Here's what the CEO of IMAX had to say.
The movie business is back. What this film, though, will expand the demographic. So the movie business has been back for kind of younger people who feel more invincible and have put up the numbers. What's unique about this is how broad the audience is going to be. And again, you look at the pre-sales, you look at the walk-up. I mean, it's demonstrable. And the kind of thing that someone in the movie business never says is don't talk lower expectations. When people get back and they see this movie, it's going to remind them that they want to go to the movies.
Okay, and I think it has done that. I mean, what a triumph. The U.S. Navy, the report is, loaned the filmmakers of Top Gun Maverick F-A-18 Super Hornets with two big catches. First of all, the star Tom Cruise couldn't touch the cockpit controls as much as he wanted to, because they were really flying those planes. And they also charged $11,374 an hour to rent the high-tech fighter jets. Navy got a good deal because for recruiting and for just international prestige, this will only help. Cruise, who is famous for performing his own stunts, the report is, insisted that all the actors portraying pilots in the blockbuster fly in one of the fighter jets so they could understand what it feels like to be a pilot operating under the nausea-inducing strain of intense gravitational forces. And you can do that just very easily and directly by going to the theater. Now, don't think that everything is right with the movie business, because they've just announced that they are releasing and they're wrapped, actually, so they completed. They're going to be releasing Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, which the first stills show that Winnie is a demonic Pooh. You can see him now in clips. He's licking a knife, and he's about to pounce on a scantily clad young woman relaxing in a hot tub. Variety reported last week, noting the beloved A.A. Milne characters lapsed into the public domain 5 months ago, and the girl in the hot tub is having a good time, and then Pooh and Piglet appear behind her, chloroform her, take her out of the jacuzzi, and then kind of drive a car over her head. The film, the new film, Pooh, Blood and Honey, which no one should see, I hope, but it sounds like this.
I took Christopher Robin away from me, just like I take the honey from the bees. Now I'm on a killing spree, taking Piglet on the road with me. We'll slay them all till no one remains, 'cause Winnie the Pooh's in public domain. I'm violent now, but still the same. Silly old bear, just insane.
Okay, for people with a real love for Winnie the Pooh, which is most normal human beings, this is sad. And by the way, maybe if red flag law, would it be a red flag if somebody goes out and takes someone out to see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey? The basic appeal of movies and theaters is it still remains, even with the very high cost of movie tickets now, it still remains one of the cheapest states around. I mean, concerts are more expensive. Restaurants are certainly more expensive. Just being at bars if you're going to consume anything. But Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey for date night, I would think not. There's also this, which is somewhat encouraging and shocking. A Daily Beast is reporting that two high-ranking Russian officers have been caught blasting Moscow's failures in Ukraine and railing against military leadership, according to a new report. Two high-ranking Russian military officers have been caught S-talking Kremlin leadership in unimaginably colorful language, says Daily Beast. The two colonels blast the defense minister and lash out at that mother beep of Vladimir Putin for his poor strategy in Ukraine, according to a leaked recording of a phone conversation. I hope those guys whose voices might be recognizable in the phone conversation, or might even be identified, are well removed from any consequences. We're going to be speaking coming up to Wilfred Riley, and basically, he has a response, and it's an academic analysis and a full report to the charge by Black Lives Matter that police in America are by definition a white supremacist institution. They, in fact, put up a tweet from Black Lives Matter saying, maintaining a white supremacist institution like policing costs black lives. This continued commitment by politicians to support our killers makes them accessories to our demise. As one of the more prominent black scholars in the country, Professor Riley certainly will have something to say about that. He's the author of the books Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, and Hate Crimes Hoax. We'll be speaking to him, giving you the very latest on the war in Ukraine, and also talking about Joe Biden, columnist. He has a column about the U.S. economy and where he means to run it from here. And no one hopes not further into the ground. Though, what is good about the economy? Is there anything? We will deal with that. And also with a church being broken into and desecrated in what certainly seems like a hate crime, but it also involves stealing a $2 million religious artifact from a Catholic church in Brooklyn. We will get to that and to much more, all coming up during a spring season of new life and new hope in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.